So I sit here, you're like, you know, an amateur, a scientist trying to figure out what all you're doing there in terms of some of these results and, you know, where, you know, maybe CAR T would fit in the future in terms of CLL. But you know, I was thinking about the fact, I know it seems kind of weird, you know, myeloma now, CAR T, even though it's completely different target, et cetera, maybe not as exciting. And I was wondering if what we're kind of seeing is like coalescence around the biology. You know, it's not just about destroying the cells. You know, you have diffuse large B cell, which kind of has a biology of, you know, sort of acute cure, as opposed to something like myeloma and CLL with more chronic disease. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And I think when you're asking the question, I'm reflecting and trying to think about, you know, what are the big topics in CLL? We have very good, effective small molecule inhibitor-based therapy. We still struggle with two topics in CLL. We struggle with Richter's transformation. It's still happening. It's still happening even with the small molecule inhibitor-based therapy. I think it's probably related to the genomic instability in some cases of CLL, where you get events that convert the disease to a much more aggressive form, and that's what causes the Richter's transformation. So we see Richter's transformation. We still don't have very good treatments for Richter's transformation. It's, you know, patients are still going to transplant if we can get them there who have Richter's transformation. The other area that we struggle with that we have a very large knowledge gap in is the immune system and immune function in patients with CLL. The disease itself does affect immune function and the immune system. We don't have a good understanding of how that happens or how it does that. And because of that, patients are still at risk for infections. We still see a fair amount of infections in patients who are on small molecule inhibitor-based therapy. Infection is still a risk. We still see hypogammaglobulinemia. Patients who are in good deep remissions are still getting IVIG because they're hypogammaglobulinemic. We still see second malignancies developing at a higher incidence in patients who have CLL, even those who are on small molecule inhibitors that are achieving a deep remission. So the immune function and the immune status is really the next big gap and area that we need to focus our attention on. And patients' survival overall is, we're going to see this transition, I think, of patient survival not necessarily being shortened by the disease per se or resistant disease, but more so by development of infections and transformation events.